USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Weather Service says up to a foot of snow will fall from the upper Midwest to the Northeast through Sunday. Blizzard conditions are expected for eastern North and South Dakota, as well as western Minnesota and Iowa. Minnesota State Patrol's Matt Langer tells KSTP people shouldn't go out.
I say this knowing that we tend to be hardy. Many of us have all-wheel drive vehicles and we have plans for the weekend. Our ask is that you reconsider your plans and you really think about your own personal safety and you consider whether or not you have to travel at all.
On the southern side of the storm, freezing rain is predicted from the mid-Mississippi Valley across the Midwest into the central Appalachians and mid-Atlantic. The storm has the potential to produce widespread hazardous conditions across much of the northeastern quarter of the nation this weekend. This is USA Radio News.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Gun rights groups who are challenging an executive order issued by Virginia Governor Ralph Northam have lost their case before the Virginia Supreme Court. The gun proponents wanted to overturn an executive order that bans guns on the Capitol grounds at an annual rally next Monday. Northam cited credible threats issuing the order and declared a state of emergency. The FBI announced the arrest of six men linked to a white supremacist group known as the Base. At least three of them were planning to attend the rally in Richmond. Harvey Weinstein's rape trial in New York is expected to start next week now that the jury selection is over. His attorney is Donna Rotunno.
We got the best jury we could get under the circumstances. Obviously not happy with what happened in the end there. I think that that was an absolutely ridiculous decision.
She's talking about a woman on the jury who's writing a novel involving young women that are dealing with predatory older men. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
An avalanche at Squaw Valley Alpine Meadows Ski Resort near Tahoe City left one person dead and another one injured. It was an advanced ski area. The second victim was transferred to the hospital with serious injuries. A family finds treasure in their used furniture, and they decide to do the right thing. USA Radio's John Hunt explains.
A Michigan man said the ottoman for a couch he purchased from a secondhand store felt a bit uncomfortable, but little did he know that's because it was stuffed with $43,000 in cash. Howard Kirby bought the couch and other furniture at the Habitat for Humanity Restore about 90 miles northwest of Detroit for $70. He said he put the piece of furniture in his man cave, but something felt off as the foot cushion seemed kind of hard. Kirby's daughter-in-law opened up the piece of furniture to get to the bottom of it and found a box containing just over $43,000 in cash. Kirby said his initial reaction was to keep the cash, and he even contacted a lawyer who told him he had the legal right to hold on to it, but Kirby's faith made him look for the original owner of the couch. He tracked down the person who donated the furniture, a woman named Kim Faith Newberry. Faith Newberry said the couch belonged to her grandfather, who was frugal and always paid for things in cash. Habitat for Humanity called Kirby a Habitat hero for returning the money. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.